Okay, so get this right. Imagine like this scrappy little AI lab, tucked away somewhere in China, and suddenly everyone in Silicon Valley is freaking out.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's happening right now with DeepSeek.
That's right. Yeah.
And you guys have sent us a ton of stuff about
Yeah,
this.
we've got articles, we've got news clips, we've even got like some pretty technical breakdowns about DeepSeek AI, their lab, and all these models they're putting out that are really making waves.
Yeah, it seems like they're really changing things up.
Yeah, definitely.
And so what we want to do today is try to understand, how impactful is DeepSeek really? Like,
Right.
what does their success mean for AI in general?
Yeah.
And like, what big questions does all of this raise about the future of AI development?
Yeah.
So one of the things that I'm seeing a lot in these articles is this kind of David versus Goliath thing going on.
Yeah, for sure.
So DeepSeek's model, DeepSeek V3, is going head to head with some giants like Meta,
Yeah.
OpenAI, Anthropic,
Right.
and a lot of these accuracy tests, they're coming out on top.
And not just coming out on top, but doing it with a fraction of the resources.
Yeah, and they're doing it like on a shoestring budget for
Exactly.
AI development, at least.
Yeah, one article said less than $6 million,
Yeah.
and they developed the model in just 2 months.
Yeah.
I mean, OpenAI is spending billions.
Yeah, that's
So
crazy.
what does that tell us about the future of AI development, you know?
Right. It's throwing tons of money at it. It'd
Right.
be the only way to do it.
Yeah. Does it mean that like massive spending on individual large language models is just becoming obsolete?
Right.
I mean, it certainly throws a wrench into that idea.
Yeah.
This could signal like a big shift in AI development where, you know, efficient coding and clever algorithms are just as crucial as having mountains of data and supercomputers. I saw one expert even compare DeepSeek to like building a super optimized engine, while these other companies are just focused on like brute force horsepower.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you've got these US restrictions on exporting those high-end chips to China. Oh, right.
So DeepSeek had to make do with the NVIDIA H800 chips instead of the top of the line H100s.
Right. And yet,
Yeah, and yet they're still outperforming in many of the benchmarks.
yeah.
I mean, you got to wonder if those restrictions actually like forced DeepSeek to innovate in ways they wouldn't have otherwise.
Right.
Like one of the technical papers you sent goes into some detail on how they optimize their code for these less powerful chips. And it's pretty impressive how they worked around that limitation.
Wow.
Yeah.
But okay, here's where things get really interesting for me.
Okay.
DeepSeek is entirely open source,
Right.
so anyone can access and modify the code,
Yeah. Anyone can just go in there and tinker with it.
which is a complete 180
It is, yeah.
from what OpenAI is doing with their closed approach.
Yeah, told you.
So is this the future of AI development?
Well, I mean, their success with open source definitely makes a strong case for it, right?
Yeah.
Makes you wonder if this could be the path to like developing AI faster, cheaper, and with way greater accessibility for everyone.
Yeah, I mean the potential benefits are huge, right?
They are.
But are there any risks?
Yeah. Are there any risks we should be thinking about with open source AI?
Yeah, like what could go wrong?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Open source has this amazing potential for rapid progress and wider access,
Right.
but it also raises concerns about control. Like, you know, what if bad actors get a hold of this technology? I
Yeah.
mean, that's something we definitely need to consider.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
All right, so let's talk about their reasoning model,
Okay.
DeepSeek R1.
Yeah.
So they're getting results that rival OpenAI's groundbreaking O1 model.
Yeah, and they're doing it in a really interesting way.
And get this,
Okay.
they're actually using R1 to train the less sophisticated V3 model.
Yeah, it's a technique called knowledge distillation,
Okay.
where the more advanced R1 essentially like teaches the V3 model.
Huh.
Yeah, so one of the articles goes into how this works in pretty good detail, and it's fascinating stuff.
So it's like having a super smart AI tutor for your AI student.
Exactly.
That's
Yeah,
crazy.
and it could be a total game changer for making development faster and cheaper.
Wow. So, okay, but we can't talk about all of this without talking about the geopolitical
Oh,
implications.
yeah, absolutely.
Having a widely adopted open source Chinese AI model could definitely shift the
Right,
landscape
it's a big deal.
in a big way.
Yeah, one article even called it AI's Sputnik moment, suggesting it could have a similar impact to the space race.
Yeah.
So what does this mean for the balance of power in tech?
Right.
Could a dominant Chinese AI model like shift influence away from the US?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely possible.
It is. And then on a global scale, there's the question of how open source development might play out.
Right.
Will it lead to more collaboration, or will we see a single nation kind of become overly dominant if they control the core technology?
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of unknowns here, but one thing's for sure.
What's that?
DeepSeek's impact is going to be felt far and wide.
Yeah. It seems like they're really shaking things up.
For sure they are.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and talk more about what all of this means for, you know, everyone else.
Sounds good.
Not just the tech industry.
Yeah, let's do it. It's like all of this goes way beyond just tech. You know, it's not just Silicon Valley freaking out.
Yeah.
This has implications for all of us.
That's what's so crazy about this. Like, it's not just some new gadget.
Right.
It's about how we work, create, learn.
Think that.
Maybe even like how we live our lives.
Yeah, think about it like DeepSeek's open source model.
Uh-huh.
This could lead to like a democratization of AI.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, so like
individuals, small businesses, researchers who wouldn't have had the resources before to compete with these big companies like Google and Microsoft, they suddenly have access to cutting-edge AI tools.
So, like, if you had access to an AI like this, what could you do?
Right, exactly.
Imagine if, like, cost wasn't a barrier.
Yeah, it's like leveling the playing field for innovation almost overnight.
Yeah, that's insane.
And it gets even crazier. Think about, like, hyper-local AI solutions.
Okay.
One article suggested we could see people developing AI tailored to their specific community needs.
Oh, wow.
Like, imagine a world where every town, every industry has its own specialized AI tools.
That's kind of wild.
Pretty mind-blowing when you think about it.
Okay, one thing I keep seeing is this concern about job displacement.
Oh, yeah.
If AI gets this good and this accessible, are we going to see a lot of jobs just disappear?
It's a valid concern.
Yeah. Like, what happens to the people whose work can now be done by an AI?
Well, you know, one expert said, instead of thinking about AI replacing jobs, we should be thinking about it augmenting jobs.
Okay.
Like making us better at what we do.
More efficient.
Exactly. More efficient, more effective.
So it's not like AI taking over.
Right.
It's more like working with AI.
Yeah, like a collaboration.
Okay.
It's finding that balance, you know?
Right.
Leveraging AI's capabilities, but keeping humans in control.
But one thing that worries me is misuse.
Yeah.
Open source is great for accessibility.
Right.
But it also makes it harder to control, right?
That's the trade-off, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, anyone could get their hands on these models.
Yeah, and use them for...
Who knows what?
Who knows what?
I mean, it's like giving everyone a powerful tool, but without a safety manual.
Yeah. Are there any ways to prevent that?
Well, that's the challenge, right?
Yeah.
It requires a lot of trust and responsibility from the community.
So we need like rules of the road for open source AI.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, let's switch gears for a second.
Okay.
And talk about something a little more fun.
All right. I like where this is going.
What are you most excited about with all this?
Oh, man. So many things.
Yeah.
But I'm really fascinated by personalized education.
Oh, yeah.
And healthcare.
Healthcare, too. Yeah.
I read this article about AI tutors that could adapt to each student's learning style.
Wow.
Like a truly custom-tailored education.
That would have been great for me.
Yeah.
I struggled with math.
Maybe an AI tutor could have helped you out.
Yeah.
And healthcare. Imagine... AI diagnostic tools.
Okay.
Analyzing medical data, like way better than we can.
Wow.
Helping doctors make faster and more accurate diagnoses.
So it's like having a super doctor in your pocket.
Right. And think about personalized treatment plans based on your DNA and your lifestyle.
That's insane.
It's pretty incredible.
I'm also curious about artificial general intelligence.
Oh, AGI, the big one.
Yeah, like the AI that can think like us.
Right.
Do you think DeepSeek could help us get there?
Potentially.
Yeah.
Like how?
Well, their open source approach could really accelerate things. Mm-hmm. Imagine a global community all working together on AGI.
But what if it backfires?
I mean?
Like what if the AI gets too smart?
You've been watching too many Terminator movies.
Oh, maybe.
Look, it's important to be cautious.
Right.
We need to prioritize safety and ethics every step of the way.
We don't want the AI taking over? No, definitely not.
So it seems like DeepSeek's rise isn't just a tech story.
It's not.
It's like a societal shift.
It really is. It could change everything.
Yeah, it could change how we work, how we create, how we learn.
How we live, even.
Yeah, how we live.
It's a reminder that we need to be having these conversations now.
Right.
Thinking about the ethics planning for a future with AI.
Yeah.
DeepSeek has opened up so many possibilities. It's up to all of us to figure out how to navigate it responsibly.
It's like a whole new world.
It is a whole new world
that we're just starting to explore.
And who knows what we'll find.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot.
We have.
DeepSeek's success, open source AI, and how all this could change our lives.
It's a lot to take in.
But before we go, I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier.
Okay.
That quote from DeepSeek's founder about their mission to unravel the mystery of AGI with curiosity.
Right.
That really stuck with me.
It's a powerful statement.
It is. It's like they're not just driven by profit.
Yeah, it's more about exploration.
Yeah, like pure curiosity.
Exactly.
So do you think that's the key?
To what?
To unlocking AGI.
Is it an interesting thought?
Like, could that be the secret?
I mean, one article compared DeepSeek to the early days of the internet.
Oh, wow.
Like that same kind of unbridled exploration.
Mm-hmm.
A belief that this new tech could change the world.
And it did.
It did in ways no one could have imagined.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It does feel like we're at a similar crossroads with AI.
It does.
We can see the potential.
Uh-huh.
But we're still figuring out what it all means.
Right. And DeepSeek is pushing the boundaries further than anyone thought possible.
They really are.
And what's interesting to me is that there are so many different opinions about them.
Oh, yeah. You see everything from visionaries to alarm bells.
Yeah. Like some people think they're amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And others are worried about what they're unleashing.
Well, it's powerful technology.
It is. And I think that's what makes them so fascinating.
Right.
They're not just building new tech. They're making us ask some tough questions.
Yeah. Like, what does it mean to develop AI responsibly?
Exactly.
How do we balance the benefits with the risks?
Yeah. Those are big questions.
You are. But we need to be asking them.
We do.
Especially with AI advancing so quickly.
So it's not just about DeepSeek.
It's not.
That's about the future of AI.
And our future.
And how we shape that future.
It's a shared responsibility.
Well said. I think that's a great place to leave it.
I agree.
This deep dive has been amazing.
It has.
We've learned a lot about DeepSeek.
Open source.
The future of AI.
And the big questions we need to be asking.
So thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone.
And we'll see you next time.